From Tidbits on April 2nd, 2013, this is Sydney Reduces USB Charging Cable Clutter, written by Marshall Clow. Well, at Macworld iWorld this year, I stopped in at the booth of accessory maker Canex. Last year, their feature product was the Sydney, a four-device iPad iPhone charger, but I didn't give it much thought at the time. This year, though, the image of the eight different USB devices and their tangled charging cables strewn across my desk came to mind, and I decided to see if the Sydney would bring order to this mess. The Sydney is a plastic stand that holds three tablets or smartphones with a power supply that powers four USB ports. The ports carry only juice. There is no way to connect the Sydney to your computer to transfer data. That would have been more problematic in the days before iTunes Wi-Fi syncing, but today it doesn't cause any consternation. All four ports are 2.1 amp high-power ports, so they can charge an iPad and fast-charge an iPhone. Setting up the Sydney is simple. You plug it in and then place your devices in the stand. It comes with three 16-inch standard USB to dock connector cables, which is helpful, but you'll have to provide your own lightning cables if you have an iPhone 5, iPad mini, or 4th generation iPad. Similarly, if you have a Kindle or other device that can charge from USB, you'll have to bring the appropriate cable. These cables plug into four USB ports in the back of the Sydney. The odd mismatch between slots and cables means that one device has to sit on the desk next to the Sydney. Physically, the Sydney's front-facing shelf holds one device, and a pair of angled slots sit behind it for sliding in two additional devices. The slots are wide enough to hold an iPad, even in most protective cases, though something like the eyeballs probably won't work. A yellow plastic cable router on the back of the Sydney, coupled with a knob around which extra wire can be wrapped, helps keep the cables from getting tangled. Still, I recommend using short cables when possible to keep the clutter to a minimum. I was able to use the Sydney to reduce the clutter on my desk significantly, retiring four different USB charging bricks and freeing up three power strip ports after plugging in the Sydney. My iPad and iPhone sit in the front bracket and the desk next in front of the Sydney, respectively. The two lesser-used tablets, Google's Nexus 7 and the Samsung Galaxy 10, slide in behind the iPad. This arrangement also lets me watch video, now that it's almost baseball season, on the iPad while just charging on the Sydney. The only annoyance is with the Galaxy 10. Its charging port is located in the long side of the tablet, rather than on the short end, where the Sydney expects it to be, focused as it is on iPads. This means that getting the Galaxy 10 in and out of the slot on the Sydney is tougher than it ought to be. This minor nit aside, the Sydney has been a big win. Though made entirely of plastic, it seems to be well constructed, and I have no worry about it breaking or my devices falling out. At $149, the price is a bit steep, but Amazon and other online retailers sell it for closer to $130. Nonetheless, if you have significant cable clutter resulting from needing to charge several USB devices every day, the Sydney might be worthwhile. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Dusk Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks to Marshall for reviewing the Sydney for us.